Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, all right, Orioles could use a closer. They definitely need bullpen arms. So you've got a wish list together, Nolan McGraw. Let's hear it.
Yeah, we'll keep it to just the closers for now because we're going to run short on time for sure. But, you know, a lot of closer names out there, a lot of guys that could be capable of coming in here and being closers. And make no mistake, these guys will be highly coveted. And we start talking about some of the contract figures they could get. That's really where I wanted to start, is kind of what range are they Orioles willing to deal with. Now, prior to the Andrew Kittredge trade and getting him back, it was a dire situation because you needed a closer and you really needed two setup guys on top of that. I like Keegan Aiken, and he played a setup role last year, but I think he'd be much better suited, maybe even being a long relief guy, because he's capable of giving you two innings. If that so happens to be the seventh or eighth occasionally, that's fine, but we can add on to it. We can do better than that. So for now, just closer options to me, and this would be within the Orioles' affordability range. I don't think they're going to go out there and get Edwin Diaz. We'll just start by saying that. Okay. That's kind of off the table.
From the Mets.
Nor should, in my opinion, they be seeking a reliever contract of 3-4+ years. I would much rather prefer to deal in the two-year range. 1 year may be a little too unstable, but depending on the guy, it's fine. Bullpens are so volatile. And it's the most volatile position or area of a baseball team, and there's no doubt about it. Case in point, the Orioles. A guy like C.N.L. Perez went from being an absolute nobody who couldn't put the ball over the plate to a truly elite back-end setup guy, then back to being a scrub, all within the span of 3 years. It changes that quickly. So I'm not going to make that long-term investment. Now, granted, Edwin Diaz has proven himself. Done yammering here. Here's my three names.
Yes.
The big one, Pete Fairbanks, became available yesterday. And I was almost hesitant to put him on here because I was tossing and turning last night, 3:30 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. What do the Rays know that we don't? What? There's clearly something here that they know that how could you give up on this guy? He's been one of the best and most consistent closers in the American League over the past 3-4 years. You know he can handle pitching in the AL East. He has that sustained success. Only $11 million to bring him back. And it's the same thing we talked about with the Cubs with Imanaga the other day. All right, maybe you think that this guy is about to fall off. Pick up the option. You go to the winter meetings. We're open for business for Pete Fairbanks. You don't think every team would be tripping over themselves to give you something, but you let him walk for nothing. I don't understand the Rays at all, but this is the most Rays move I could possibly think of.
Yeah.
If I'm the Orioles, I want them.
And usually it is cost effective for them as an organization, but they do like to flip these guys and get prospects in return and cultivate them. And then that guy becomes Pete Fairbanks, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Hey, is there something to your point within the Fairbanks, health situation? I don't want to assume injury, same with Imanaga, but you know, you go from being the dude to we don't even want you around anymore for a relatively cheap price tag.
$11 million. Yeah. He's gonna get more when he signs. I mean, seemingly.
But you like, want him in Baltimore.
I do. Okay, I mean, it'd be 12 and 13. That seems to be some of the projections I'm seeing, somewhere in that range. Now
I'm not against it. I'm kind of with you on that.
Not at all. Now I think they could go maybe even a little bit more affordable than that. And I might lose some people here because we're going a little more veteran. Two names here. One was actually mentioned to us by Rich Dubroff a couple weeks ago, which planted a seed here. He mentioned Kenley Jansen, 37 years old. Now, we're talking extreme veteran there. The one I would maybe prefer a little bit more, Raisel Iglesias, most recently been with the Braves the past couple years. both of these guys, what I like about it, it's consistent, right? You know what you're getting. You're getting that 65 inning threshold, maybe more. You're getting 30 saves, and you're getting an ERA below 3.5. You can pencil that in. Now, if I'm picking between the two, I like Iglesias because I think he'll be a little on the cheaper side. He'll be maybe more willing to take the 2-year deal. I mean, quite frankly, both of them should not be right. demanding more than 2 years. But Kenley Jansen, by most projections, they have him in line to make $11-12 million a year, where Iglesias is more in the 9 ballpark. So maybe you save a couple bucks by getting Iglesias. The one area where I think Jansen has an upper hand is playoff experience. I was actually surprised to see this. Iglesias been in the league for 10 years, 10 plus years. He only has 7 playoff innings under his belt. I was stunned
one
by that.
One with the Reds, I believe. He pitched for them in mm-hmm. one playoff series.
Right and Kenley Jansen here, make sure I get this number right, 65 playoff innings in his career.
Okay.
2.2 ERA to go along with it. So, again, we'll see what the figures end up being. And if Jansen is sort of in that 10, 9, maybe even 8 ballpark, I'd be even more willing to jump on it. People are going to raise a red flag because they immediately think of Craig Kimbrel.
There you go.
And it's fair enough, right?
I don't know if that's apples to apples, though. Is that fair?
That's what I'm thinking, because Craig Kimbrel, the Orioles had to sign. That's the thing. The Orioles needed a closer. Felix was hurt. They had to make a move. They had to get a guy that at least had experience. But there were cracks in the foundation with Craig Kimbrel. Right before the end of the season, he stunk it up in the playoffs for the Phillies, cost him in the NLCS, and even in the regular season, September was really shaky for him. So it almost seemed like the writing was on the wall, but then he comes out here and he did have fine moments. It just kind of fell apart down the road. So I think you do run that risk if you get one of these guys that, all right, same thing with Charlie Morton. Like, Charlie Morton was as consistent as anybody the 3 years, 4 years before he came to Baltimore. And then it just fell off a cliff. So you do run that risk. But I will say this, when you start looking at the closer market, the ages of these guys, they all start at 30, 31. And most of them are 33, 4, 5, upwards of Jansen territory. You know, when you're talking about bullpen guys and age, if you're looking for someone in their 20s, you're going to have to trade for them. Or it's someone in your organization that you're developing. Anyone that's on the free agent market, they're well-seasoned guys. So if you're looking for youth, it's not here in free agency.
I'm leaning towards Fairbanks.
Agreed. He's number one.
Yeah. Iglesias, he had a good year for the Braves last year. Jansen, again, I don't know if it's fair or not. I keep thinking Kimbrel with him, because he's not blowing at 100 miles an hour like he was when he was in his heyday with the Dodgers. So he's become more of a guy that knows how to get hitters out, as opposed to a guy that used to overpower hitters. But if you're going that route, give me Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we saw him, you know, was it Pasayo he hit?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and that did not go over well. And he kind of was talking trash to the Orioles dugout.
No, he was talking trash to the fan above the dugout.
Oh, that's right.
And afterwards, he immediately apologized.
Yeah, so, yeah, but yeah, he comes in and he saves 35 games, help the Orioles get to the playoffs. Everybody's cool with that.
Well, he's not going to hit Pasayo if he's his teammate, so let's just get that done.
Unless Pasayo just takes his eye off the ball and takes one upside the catcher's mask there. We'll come back. Talk more baseball. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw. Inside Access coming up at 2. And at 5 o'clock, we're getting you ready for Maryland, Georgetown. It's a gold rush. Terps and Hoyas renewing acquaintances. Both teams looking to get their second win of the year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.